Zechariah Perek Gimel Pasuk Dalet. We're in the fourth vision of Zechariah, where Yeshua HaKohen Gadol is standing in front of a tribunal, in front of a judgment in court, and the Satan is ready to accuse, but is prevented from issuing his accusation against Yeshua HaKohen Gadol, who's wearing filthy clothing, representing intermarriage, representing a descent into physical pleasures on the part of Klal Yisrael or Yehoshua's family, in a way that was inappropriate, especially as the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been built. They have a plain Mizbeach to offer up karbonos, but no Beis HaMikdash, no Peroches, no Kapores, no Mizbeach HaZahav. Everything's missing. Beis HaMikdash's site is barren. Vayan vayomer el ha'omdim lefanov lemor. And so he raised his voice. So who's the Vayan here? Is it the Malach, who's showing him the vision? Is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? But in a message emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he raised his voice and said to those who stood before him, the other Malachim standing before him, to those who ministered before him, some of the angels are standing in front of Yehoshua, but some suggest that Yehoshua said this, but Yehoshua in his filthy clothing doesn't have a voice to speak up to tell the angels to do anything. So apparently the Malach, who is in the judge position of sorts, is greater than those who are standing around him, and he instructs the others. Hasiru habegodim atzoim me'olav. And again, if this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then for sure, remove the stained garments from upon him. So there's going to be a kapara, there's going to be an atonement, there's going to be a cleansing that's going to happen of Yehoshua. Vayomer elav, re'eh ha'avarti me'alacha avonecha. And he said to him, see, I have removed your avon, your iniquity, from upon you. V'halbeshoscha machalotzos. And I have gotten you clothed in clean garments. I have commanded that you be dressed in beautiful big day kahuna, beautiful white garments. So, again, the concept of us on Yom Kippur wearing white clothing is a very ancient Jewish tradition, that the white clothing symbolizes the forgiveness of the sins and the cleansing oneself from sins. So now, put the Big Day Kahuna on Yehoshua, who's now worthy, not because of his own Averos before, but because of the Averos that were occurring all around him, and from his children, and from his descendants, and from the nation. So now there's going to be a general cleansing that's going to make it possible for him to be dressed in Big Day Kahuna. Hey, va'omar yosimu tzanif tahor al rosho. And I said, so who's the I said? So some of the Mefarshim see this as Zechariah himself talking. I said to myself, I said, let's look for the next step then. Now that everything is going to be great, let's complete the dressing of him the best way possible. But several of the Mefarshim maintain that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the Malach telling the court what to do. So there's a little difference of opinion about whether this is Zechariah speaking or those in the vision speaking. Yosimu tzanif tahor al rosho. Let them put the pure turban, the pure headdress, the mitre. Mitre is a word that's used for popes and cardinals, so we tend to stay away from that. But they stole it from somewhere. They got it from us. And put the headdress, the headgear on him. Holy turban. A pure turban. Vayasimu hatzanif atahor al rosho. And they put this pure turban on his head. Vayalbishuhu begadim. And they dressed him in the begadim, in clean clothes. Umalach Hashem omed. And the angel of Hashem remained standing. Now, throughout the time that the Kohen Gadol is being clothed in his vestments and his turban, so Abarbanel again connects this to the Chashmonaim. That's his take on this entire passage, that by putting on royal garments and retaining kingship over Judea after the Syrian Greeks and Antiochus were driven out. So he actually says that claiming royal garments was a mistake by the Chashmonaim. They were supposed to have the Keser of Kahuna, not the Keser of Malchus. And so the garments of the king that they put on were soiled, were filthy, and they were urged to return the holy Big Day Kahuna, rather than to keep the begadim of royalty that did not befit them. So eventually that did happen. During the days of Herod, all the descendants of the Chashmonaim were wiped out, Gemara Bava Basra, and the children of Yehoshua, the descendants of Yehoshua, were no longer involved in government, which they should never have been involved in the first place. Which is a very interesting historical take on all of this. That what's happening here is actually a stand-in for what's going to happen many generations later, and that solves the historical problem that Yehoshua's sons had not, in fact, married Goyish women at the time that this vision is being stated. It's a vision of the future.